Here we go. Going to move really fast, Raj, as in fast. There you go. Come on. Power and Victory is a little series we're doing today. We've looked at the power of the cross, power of the resurrection today, power of the Holy Spirit. And certainly I can't cover this in 20 minutes. Amen? But we'll do our best to just, let's encourage our heart about the fact that we have the Holy Spirit, the living God, in our life. If we're a believer, now some people are going to teach you to get that, you got to fall down and flop like a chicken. You got to start talking some language that can't be understood. I'm going to tell you what, friend. I'm going to just be straight up with you. People do that, God bless them, have at it. But don't tell me what I don't have because I don't do something like you do. You hearing me, yes or no? You hear me? Listen, the power of the Holy Spirit's not in my life so I can, you know, fall down or whatever. The power of the Holy Spirit's in my life so I can make a difference in this world. Are you hearing me or not? So I can change, so I can have the power to get up every day and live my life for the Lord. Now, see, that starts to make good sense to me, that God's in me the hope of glory, not for me to draw attention to myself or anything like that. Do you hear me? I'm not saying people that do that for that reason, but I am saying there's got to be something deeper and more. And that's what I'd like to look at. Let's just go to the Bible. Here we go. Bible's a good place to start. Jesus speaking, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it sees Him not, neither knows Him, but you know Him, for He dwells with you, and He what? Shall be what? In you. I will not leave you what? Comfortless, talking to His disciples, but I will what? Come to you. But the Comforter, which is the, say it with me, Holy Ghost, or Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He shall what? Teach you all things. So I think that's probably a pretty important work of the Spirit right there, if that's the first thing He just said. Amen? Say. You understand? Well, do you do this and you do that and you jump this high and you do that? Well, how about this? How about do I understand God's Word? How about am I reading God's Word and Him revealing Himself to me through His Word? Are y'all hearing me this morning? Need to get this stuff down. He shall teach you all things. He shall bring all things to your what? Remember, let me just do a quick test. I know it's going to take forever if I start doing stuff like this. But how many, you've hidden God's Word in your heart. You don't memorize. You ain't got it all memorized. Maybe even that's great if you do that. And I've memorized a lot of Scripture and it helps me. But listen, how many, though, you've been in situations numerous times and God has brought the Word to your mind, or He's helped you in your spirit to make the right decision based on a word or truth from His Word that you've heard in the past? Can I see your hand? See, that's what we're talking about. You understand? That is huge, man. So whatsoever I've said unto you, Jesus speaking to His disciples, things that I've told you, He's going to help you remember. But that's good for us, guys. Listen, that's good for us. Things that we've read from His Word, things that we've heard preached, these are things that the Holy Spirit is going to help you remember. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Give I unto you, let not your heart be what? Troubled. It must be a real important thing of the Holy Spirit of God to help us not be troubled. Neither let it be what? Afraid. You're never alone. You have God's Spirit inside of you. If you're a believer, if you're a child of the living God, He comes. You're not left alone. Jesus says, but now I go my way to Him that sent me, and none of you ask me, where are you going? But because I've said unto you these things, sorrows filled your heart. I've said I'm leaving, and you're all sad, disciples. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's expedient for you that I go away. It's absolutely necessary that I go to the cross, that I raise from the dead. It's absolutely necessary for you to be saved. Also, if I don't go away, the Comforter, the Spirit of the living God, is not going to come. But if I depart, I'll send Him to you. Amen? These are Scriptures. These are right out of the Bible. So some people say, you don't believe that Holy Spirit stuff, do you, Pastor? Absolutely. I can get labeled as your anti-Holy Spirit because I don't do something that maybe you made up. Say, you hear me or not? I don't spend a lot of time with people like that, to be honest with you. I want edification, not somebody putting me down. You understand? What I don't do or what I don't have. Listen, because I can't find what a lot of people do in the Bible. Are y'all listening today? And if this rubs you the wrong way because you're from a church up north or whatever that teaches different things, I'm just showing you the Word, friend. Take what a lot of people do and you find it in the Word of God. And if you do find it, I want you to find it repeatedly. Find it often, and your answer is going to be this, it ain't there. Or you're going to go, well, I'm not sure. It sort of seemed like that, but I'm not sure it really was. Well, if you're not sure something really was, why are you doing it? Say, all right, I've gotten ugly already. Jesus speaking to whom he showed himself alive after his passion or his death on the cross, his giving his life for us. He showed himself alive by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days. We talked about this last week. Speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not, he was with the disciples and others gathered in Jerusalem, that they should not depart from Jerusalem. You guys do not leave Jerusalem, he says. The resurrected Christ, 40 days on this earth after his resurrection, before he ascended to the Father. Listen, he spoke to them, say, stay right here. Wait for the promise of the what? Which says, he, that you've heard of me, you've heard me talk about this stuff, you wait right here. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit not many days hence. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom? Are you going to restore your kingdom and kick Rome's butt? And they were still focused on that. And he said unto them, it's not for you to know the times of the seasons, which the Father put in his own power. Keep listening. Hang in here. Don't get distracted. A favorite verse of mine in the Bible. Say it with me. Let's just read the whole thing. But you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. So you're going to receive power after the Holy Spirit comes on you. And when he had thus spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him what? Out of their sight. Uh-oh, it's curtains, it's all over, it's done, Jesus is gone, we're hopeless. No. He's now seated at the right hand of God the Father. He ever lives to make intercession for us. He's our advocate with the Father. If you read the Bible, Jesus is not just your lawyer, he's your judge. If you ever get a lawyer who can then flip around and sit on the bench, you're in good shape. Let me say that again. If you ever have a lawyer plead a case for you, and then he gets to say to the judge, then would you just slide over and let me come on up here and I'm going to decide what I just said. That's Jesus. All judgment has been given to Jesus now. He's our advocate to the Father, but he's also our judge. And if he says you're forgiven, you're forgiven. You listening or not? Well, what's somebody else say? What about this? What about that? Well, what's Jesus say? Amen. Good stuff. So that's where Jesus is. But it wasn't curtains. It wasn't over because he fulfilled the promise that he said. And that was he would send his Spirit. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. That is so important to remember as a church. One accord in what? Can you say that a little loud? One accord in one place. Can we say it again? One accord in one place. God will work with people when they're in one accord and in one place. God will work like that. But when we're divisive, when we're sowing division, we're sowing discord, God will not work as freely as if we're in one accord in one place. Where do I get that from? Right from the Bible. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind that filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared in them cloven tongues like as fire. Now I've heard a lot of people try to explain this. But the bottom line is, you don't know. You don't know no more about it than what I do. Something happened in that room. And it sat upon each of them. Some kind of thing of fire sat on each one of them. Now, if you want to try to mimic or redo whatever they did here at Pentecost, I want to go to a church where everybody's head's on fire or something. Say, you listening or not? And they were filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with other what? Tongues. It's interesting, as you read this passage further, there were people from all over celebrating Passover and Pentecost and all this kind of stuff. People from all over speaking different languages, and actually they understood in their language. So tongues is dialecto, Greek word. So they started to speak, these Galileans, which couldn't even speak good Hebrew, the fishermen, they started speaking other languages so that people could hear. And this is how the church broke out. This is how the church broke out. And thousands were saved. You understand? Yes or no? I would love the Holy Spirit to come on me and let me speak French. Do you hear me? But you know what? Gary Clark lives right here. Why don't I just talk like this? Say. I mean, I could impress you if I spoke French, right? Say. Believe it or not, car Dieu a tourné mille mondes dans le unique. Yeah, un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq, cinq, six. Yeah, did that impress you? Not really. You didn't learn a whole lot, did you? Say. Southern French, yeah. So they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them what? Utterance. I'm just talking about the Holy Spirit this morning. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men of every nation under heaven. And when it was noised abroad, the multitude came together. They were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own what? Did I make that up? Is that what the Bible said? Of course that's what it said. And they were all what? Amazed. Listen, if somebody, and I'm being ugly today, and I know you're going to get on to me later, but if somebody can just jabber off something that I can't understand and nobody else understands, I mean, that's really not that impressive. What's impressive is if you don't know jack squat nothing about a foreign language and you start speaking a foreign language fluently, you will have my absolute attention. Did you hear me? Yes or no? Huh? Did you hear that guy speak Spanish like that? Do I think things happen still like this? Honestly, I do personally. Now, I've got other pastors in the audience today and teachers of the Word. You can believe whatever you believe. I don't know. But I certainly know it's certainly not beyond God. Amen? Say. People, missionaries, people going to different places where they can speak. But so often, we've had somebody in different churches teach us how to try to do this or something like that. And listen, friend, they want a whole lot of teaching going on here. Y'all listening? Say. The Holy Spirit came, Holy Spirit fell, and it what? It happened. Just telling you. They marveled. Are not these what? Galileans? These ain't even good Jews. Half of them up there by the Galilee, they weren't even religious. They didn't even, we go there today. And that's a less religious group than the people. You get closer to Jerusalem, you get more religious. Like here, you get further away from places and get close to the water, you get less religious. I'm telling you, that's what this was like. How hear we every man in our own what? Wherein we were what? Amen? Say. Is that what the Scriptures teach? Sure it is. Now let's talk about it real quick. I've taken way too much time. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit, you can make a difference. Did you see those Galileans making a difference that day? Here they're distraught. Their Lord has been crucified. Yes, He's risen, but now He's gone. What good was that? I can see them thinking that way. Listen to me. Listen. But because of God in their life, the Spirit, they could make a difference. Let's see how we can learn just a few things. And we'll have to go quickly through some of the Scriptures, Raj. Might have to move a little bit. Number one, say that with me. You can what? Would you make it personal? I can change. One more time. I can change. How many remember you got saved? You put your faith in Christ. It might not have happened overnight, but you're a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And you're not the person you were, and you have absolutely seen God do changes in your life. Can I see your hand? Isn't that awesome? Say, come on, praise the Lord with me. That's what I'm talking about. That's the Spirit of the living God changing us. Amen? Listen, we cannot say, well, that's just the way I am. That's the way I've always been. That's what the lost man says. You can change. You have the power to change.
Listen, you don't have, well, I'm just this way. I've always been. I just lose my temper all the time and cuss people out. You don't have to do that. Are you listening? Say, well, I'm just giving a drink and I'm just a drunk. You don't have to be a drunk. Are y'all listening today or not? And putting crap into your body. I'm going to be ugly here for a minute. You got kids for crying out loud. People to raise, but you're killing yourself by smoking or doing whatever you put into your body. You might, I know it's hard. I know it's hard. But you can change. That's the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what I want. You hearing me today? Praise God. That's what I'm talking. And it works. It works. You can be so hurt, run over by a Mack truck emotionally. And the power of the Holy Spirit can raise you up from the dead. I'm telling you that right now. How many hurt, broken people we got in this room, but you're alive and you're still smiling? Can I see your hand? Come on. You see what I'm saying? You can change, man. Peter's standing up. What a loser he was. Left Jesus in his greatest hour of need. Now he's standing up. Look at him. He's being the leader he was always told he could be. But he never measured up to. But the Holy Spirit came. And Peter said, I'm doing it. And he stood up, but not alone, with God's help. It was empowered by God. He lifted up his voice. He said unto them, you men of Judea and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words. For these are not drunk, because they speak in these different languages. It's only the third hour of the day. It ain't but 9 a.m., boys. God's doing something here. Amen? It's incredible. You can change. And I don't have a lot of time. I'm about out of time. You know what? We might just park it right here. This is the most important thing of the whole message anyway. Listen to John the Baptist. Here's what John the Baptist said. Say it with me. He must, but I must. Can we learn that verse? He must, but I must. One more time. He must, but I must. I tell you what, if you do that, let's do it one more time. Don't be surprised now. If he increases and you humble yourself, don't be surprised. If he won't lift you up, you know what I'm saying? And incredible things start happening in your life. He must increase and I must. I don't care what it is. You put whatever habit you've got. You put whatever character thing that you will. I've just always been that way. You put whatever it is in that little blank over here. And you let Jesus increase over that. And you decrease from that. You let him decrease, increase over that. And you decrease away from that. And don't be surprised if you don't start changing. Amen. That's what it's all about. The Apostle Paul said it this way. How can I change? How can I press into the Holy Spirit? How about this? I die daily. Say that with me. I die daily. This was a man more religious than you'll ever think about being. And he said every day. Every day. It's not as simple as me getting up and flopping on the floor. Or running around the church house. No, every day. I crucify myself. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but the life I now live. This life of a crucified man. I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and He gave Himself for me. And I press myself into that walk of life every day. Who helps you do that? Someone take a wild guess. Holy Spirit. Amen. Listen to the Lord. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him what? Deny himself and take up his what? And follow me. It's amazing. When you do that, the Spirit of God comes into your life. He's with you. He'll help you. And you will change. So the greatest thing to me about the power of the Holy Spirit is that I can what? Can you look through there and let me just say the others real quick? I can change. Number two, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, you can share Him with others. All kinds of scripture on that. You can share Him with others.
God's not against it all. He can make it all happen, friend. He can do whatever he needs to do. But most likely, he's going to have you talk in your language to somebody that needs his son. You understand? And he's really going to do even better if you'll be real and honest with him. Instead of trying to get all this and all that, I did this and I did that, and I went over here. No, listen. How about this? I was lost. And I was a hell raiser, brother. And if he loved me, and he does, you tell him he don't love you. Are you kidding me? Say. Talk real. But not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Y'all hear me or not? Number three, you can serve others. It's amazing to me. It is so funny to me sometimes when I step back and look at the people we have serving Jesus around here. We've got some people mean as snakes around here. Used to be. Amen? I'm always just. Did you know Larry Simpson down there? Listen. Did you know Larry Simpson used to carry a nightstick and pop people upside the head with it? Yeah, he worked in a prison for years. Those are tough people that do that kind of work. You understand? Isn't it funny seeing Larry filled with the Spirit out there serving you coffee? Say, working tirelessly to cook burgers and dogs and ribs and steaks and... And if you ask Larry, you have to catch him on a good day, though. If you ask him, he'll say his life's been changed here. The Spirit of God has done something in his life. You know what Larry tells me every second service, usually when I go right behind the curtain, y'all don't see this, I get hot in the second service, about to die. And he's always waiting with a bottle of water and a rag. And I got to quit now. And I'll hug him many times. I'll say, thank you for serving me, helping me. He said, brother, I always told you I'd always be by your side. No matter what it is. Can you imagine me hearing that before I come back out here and preach that second message? What that does for me. To me, that's the Holy Spirit. Are you listening or not? Have I lost you getting too emotional here? The Holy Spirit. You can serve others. Amen? I don't want a church where people come, what can you do for me? I want a church that has people in it that says, what can we do for you? How can we love you? Now, we always want people coming in, and we're going to get them coming in. Might have some here today thinking church is all about you. Well, see, we're going to win you over. And the Holy Spirit's going to touch you. And you're going to be one of us that's reaching out and serving other people and loving it. You hearing me say? We can serve other people. Are you kidding me? Last one, you can suffer graciously with the Spirit of God. No matter what it is you go through. You can suffer graciously. You ain't going to like it. But if he's with you, you can make it. You hearing me say? And people are going to see Jesus in you. And look at this last one. You can what? Give generously. All that church ever wants is my money. You know what that tells me about you? You're not touched by the Spirit of God in that area of your life yet. That's why I say if you can't give cheerfully, keep it. Why? Because what you're doing doesn't matter anyway. It's an empty work. It's an empty something that's just empty. I'd rather do with less from people that want to give because of the Spirit of God than have more from people that are just giving it to for some other reason. You listening? And I know I shoot myself in the foot when I talk like this. I know offerings are down. I mean, I know that, you know, I know I could preach it and make you feel guilty and all that stuff. I'd rather have the Spirit here. You understand? Say, I'd rather have the Spirit here than you giving because you feel guilty. And I got a feeling in the long run, we're going to win. We're going to be blessed. Amen? Say, are we already blessed? Say, are we already blessed? We're already blessed, ain't we, church? Amen. Now, I got to quit. I could talk about this stuff forever. So have you seen the Spirit of God can make a difference in your life? You might say, Pastor, where'd you get all that other stuff that you put on the screen? Acts chapter 2. If you'll read Acts chapter 2, and go on and read through chapter 4, to the end of chapter 4, before you come across Ananias and Sapphira in chapter 5, who didn't want to do it by the Spirit. So read Acts 1 through 4. Maybe you get a chance to do that today, tomorrow. Read Acts 1 through 4, and you'll see, wow. But maybe it'll be a little clearer. Don't think that can't be you in that story. Don't think that can't be you in that story. I'm in that story, baby. Amen? Of the Holy Spirit. Y'all listening? You got it today? Thank you for letting me talk today and try to make some sense of stuff. I don't know if you got it or not, but I felt pretty good about it. Amen? Praise God. Let's thank Him for His Word today. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Good stuff. Thank you. Amen. Let's stand together. I'm late. I'm really late today. It's one of those things, though, I just don't feel like I can hush if we're on something. It's important, man. I'd like to close today. Bottom line is, you can't say a little prayer telling Jesus you believe in Him unless that's motivated by the Spirit, unless you are believing that truly from your heart and being honest and sincere. And so I'd like to close the service today again with us just giving you that chance to tell Jesus Christ you appreciate Him, you thank Him for dying on the cross, you put your faith and trust in Him, you believe in Him as God's only Son, and you're not putting your confidence in the flesh or some church or anything else. You're putting your confidence in Him, your belief in Him. Can I close with a prayer? And let's just say that together today. And I don't know your heart, but the table is set. He stands at your heart's door knocking. If you'll open that door, He'll come into your life. Let's pray together. Would you pray with me? Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner. I know that I currently sin. And I ask for your forgiveness. I ask for your help. And Jesus, I want you to know that I believe in you. I believe you're God's only begotten Son. I believe you died on the cross. Though I was not there, I believe it by faith. I believe you rose from the dead. And though I didn't see you rise, others did. It's in your word. I believe your word. I put my faith in you, Jesus. Come into my life and live. Help me to walk in the Spirit. Help me to know I can change. With your help, all things are possible. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for being here today. God bless you. Again, let's praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you so much for being here today.